dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Hey, Walmart suppliers. Well, you saw the title on this podcast. So before we get started, let me tell you how this came about. Our good friend Colby Beelan from The Hub Group is our guest today. And you've heard him on our show for years talking about K-Stack services. And he monitors Walmart's on-time in-full program very closely. When Walmart announced the new OTIF goals were being raised to 98%, we really wanted to get Colby's take on this. And basically, when we started talking, he said, yeah, the 98% announcement was a surprise, but the bigger part of the announcement that more suppliers really need to prepare for was the Supplier Quality Excellence Program that's going to be enforced next year. So Colby's going to join us next. We're going to talk some OTIF. We're going to deep dive on the SQEP and help get your business set up for success in 2021. Please stay with us.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. EthanWalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Our friend Colby Beelan is with us on the show again. He's Vice President of Corporate Sales and Solutions for The Hub Group. Colby, thank you so much for joining us again.
Great to be here, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Hey, when Walmart very first announced the new OTIF updates for September, what were some of those first concerns that you heard and some of the early conversations you were having with your suppliers?
Well, we immediately started getting phone calls from outside parties, you know, people that were concerned about their OTIF and wondering, is 98% OTIF even possible? And could K-Stack help them solve their problem? There were a lot of conversations around, should we go collect? Like, is 98% even possible? And should we be looking to Walmart Collect as a solution? Or can K-Stack help us solve the problem? That was kind of the biggest fear, is just number one, is it even possible? Is 98% even possible? And, you know, the interesting thing about that is, if you do math, 1 divided by 42 is 97%, right? Mm-hmm. So 1 late DC and you're at 97%. So it's a lofty expectation, 98%. Week after week after week, but it's doable, it's attainable, and K-Stack has been exceeding 98% for a while, so it's not unheard of. But to the supplier that's been shipping LTL and had an expectation of 70%, which is where they were at this calendar year, to go from 70% to 98% was just such a huge jump. They're like, is this even possible? And so we received a lot of phone calls and had a lot of conversations around, how do I go from 70 to 98, and should I be looking at Walmart Collect? Those were basically the conversations or questions that we were receiving from suppliers.
You know, usually you and I are talking about OTIF updates earlier in the year because Walmart, you know, kind of makes their changes around the supplier summit. That's when all the big news comes out. What were your thoughts about Walmart making these changes going right into the holiday season, and how has, the Hub Group been able to help the suppliers adjust?
It was a shock, I believe, for most. I mean, the announcement came out on September the 1st with an implementation of 9/15. So an LTL supplier, their typical lead time within Retail Link is typically 13, 14 day kind of lead time is what most LTL suppliers have on a nationwide basis for Walmart. So literally POs that were written the next day on 9/2 had an MABD of 9/15 and were being impacted. You know, historically, Walmart has given a supplier a 6-month announcement on any major change. It's kind of like the SQEP portion of the announcement, Supplier Quality Excellence Program. That rolls out, the final rollout of the phase three of the rollout is February the 1st. So the announcement's, 9/1, and they have till February 1st. To have an announcement of this magnitude going from 70% OTIF to 98% OTIF, a 38% jump, and really POs that are written the very next day being impacted by it, kind of an unprecedented timing. And the fact that we are in a pandemic, we're in one of the tightest capacity crunches from a transportation perspective that we've been in years. And, there's potential threat of an outbreak or whatever you want to call it, a recurrence of COVID in the fall. And then the announcement that came out from Walmart on August the 17th that there are no exceptions for COVID any longer, right? Walmart was no longer allowing exceptions for COVID as of August the 17th. You put all that together and it's kind of an interesting time to be a Walmart supplier and to be dealing with, most suppliers' sales are significantly higher than normal because of the pandemic. And they have been inventory constrained because of the additional sales. You have capacity challenges in the market, whether it's containers being imported from overseas, there's capacity constraints there. There's capacity constraints domestically. You have labor challenges. There's just all these things. And to have such a huge jump in not mid-year, but mid-week, mid-month announcement of a 38% change expectation for an LTL supplier is pretty big change.
So, Kobe, with the new OTIF expectations and everything you were talking about that's going to be coming on the horizon for 2021, where does that Walmart supplier really need to focus today if OTIF has been a struggle for them still this whole time?
Well, there's two pieces to that, because OTIF is a big deal, clearly, right? It's live. It's happening right now. So it's top of mind on most suppliers' minds. But the bigger announcement in that announcement is SQEP, the Supplier Quality Excellence Program. To me, is a much bigger deal if I'm a supplier and what it's going to mean to Walmart. Because if you read between the lines or you read the announcement, it's basically another avenue for Walmart to have an opportunity to penalize the supplier for lots of different things in addition to on time and in full. So SQEP is something, if I was a supplier, that I would be spending a lot of time understanding the different components of it, the costs of it, especially as we enter, for most suppliers, organizations, we are entering budgeting season, planning season, right? People need to be trying to understand as much about SQEP as they can as they prepare their budgets, going into 2021 or fiscal year 2022 for Walmart. So SQEP is to me as big or a bigger deal than the OTIF. I mean, we've been dealing with OTIF for a long time. There's solutions out there, CaseStack can help a supplier be at 98%. OTIF is the least of my concerns at this point. If I'm a supplier, it'd be more about SQEP. And what does SQEP mean to me and my organization as we move forward? Because it looks like there's a lot of opportunity for it to become very punitive to the supplier.
Well, and like you say, we're moving into that planning season and looking at, budgets and what we're going to do for 2021. For all the suppliers who are listening and they're thinking of partnering with a logistics firm to kind of get OTIF under control or to get ahead of the Supplier Quality Excellence Program, how is it that you can help out with your services?
Well, as I mentioned, CaseStack has been at 98% OTIF for a while, so that's not as big a concern. So for when it comes to OTIF, the solutions that CaseStack has through its consolidation model with Walmart and the replenishment system at Walmart to ship full truckloads into the DCs for the supplier. That process and that system's been proven. We've been doing it for, 18 years now to Walmart. So we have the knowledge and the expertise and have that process and system down. Again, it goes back to that SQEP. The good news is part of the announcement is the ASN requirement that is coming with SQEP. And CaseStack is already an approved party to send an ASN on behalf of the supplier for Walmart. We're approved by Walmart to send ASNs on the behalf of the supplier. And so that ASN component, which if those that don't understand what an ASN means to their supply chain, it's a pretty big component of cost and execution. And CaseStack is already approved by Walmart to send those ASNs on behalf. So that's an obstacle that they can take off their plate and they can focus on the other components of SQEP, the item 360 setup, and all the other parts of SQEP that are going to impact, you know, their relationship with Walmart.
All right, and if you've got any questions about CaseStack and the services and anything that Colby was talking about, if you're ready to get OTIF under control and kind of get ahead of next year, I've got a link out in our podcast description where you can go right to the website. Colby, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Always great to talk with you, sir.
Good talking with you, Jared. Stay safe, stay healthy, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, sir.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.